Let's get into the zoning. I know that that can be challenging when you're doing like a commercial project or building a house. How do you help builders and developers navigate those issues?
We have seen a huge uptick in permitting and land use and rezoning as a result of the market coming back. But I'm a huge believer in one gets to do with one's property what one wants. And that bumps up against city, county, and state regulations that limit that which one can do with their property. And that's where you get rezoning and permitting and land use regulations. So what we do is assist mostly developers and builders in taking a piece of property that they see as one thing and wanting to develop something else on there and requiring a change in the zoning designation, a change in the classification for the property. And we go through that administrative process with cities and counties around the state and, in fact, around the Southeast. That process is mostly administrative. There are usually hearings, and there are usually three or four main constituents that you need to deal with. One is the neighbors. Every piece of dirt has neighbors, whether the neighbor is 1 mile away or 10 feet away, and they are going to have a voice in what you put on your piece of property, for better or for worse. The second, of course, is the staff within the city or county in the planning department that's responsible for evaluating what you want to do and make a recommendation. And the third is either the city council, if it's a city, or the county commissioners, if it's a county. And then you, the property owner, is really the fourth. And so what we do is to help to navigate around those different constituencies to facilitate the approval of whatever the rezoning or variance that you're trying to get. And with the explosion of new municipalities in Metro Atlanta, you've got what I would call a little bit of dilution of true land development talent and familiarity in the different cities. Right. Mm-hmm. Because this is not something that's necessarily intuitive that you learn in sixth grade civics class.
Sure.
So we've had to develop relationships with more and more cities and counties and their departments as this has moved forward.